Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 23, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Interferon gamma-responsive microglia-derived extracellular vesicles inhibited neurogenesis after stroke via MICRONA-199A5P/SIRT1 axis. This study found that interferon gamma-responsive microglia-derived extracellular vesicles inhibited neurogenesis after stroke. This inhibition occurred via the MICRONA-199A5P/SIRT1 axis, revealing a specific molecular mechanism. The data demonstrated a pathway contributing to impaired neurological function recovery following cerebral ischemia. This new understanding identifies a potential therapeutic target to enhance neurogenesis and improve patient outcomes after stroke. Article number 2. Annual trends in risk factor control status at the time of ischemic stroke in South Korea. This study evaluated annual trends in the control of major risk factors at the time of ischemic stroke in South Korea from 2011 to 2022. Researchers analyzed data from a nationwide registry focusing on hypertension, diabetes, and dyslipidemia. The findings from this real-world assessment identified specific areas where current prevention guidelines for ischemic stroke need greater clinical attention. This work helps improve early stroke outcomes by highlighting gaps in risk factor management. Article number 3. Short-term exposure to ambient ozone and fine particulate matter and its components increases the risk of in-hospital adverse outcomes in patients with acute myocardial infarction, a time-stratified case crossover study. This study found that short-term exposure to ambient ozone and fine particulate matter with a diameter of less than or equal to 2.5 micrometers increased the risk of in-hospital adverse outcomes for patients with acute myocardial infarction. The time-stratified case crossover study conducted in Beijing demonstrated this association between air pollutants and patient morbidity. This data highlights the critical impact of environmental factors on immediate post-infarction prognosis. Clinicians should consider air quality in managing acute myocardial infarction patients. Article number 4. Cold waves and elevation strengthen the association of particulate matter exposure with hypertension prevalence, a large multi-regional study in China. This large multi-regional study in China found that cold waves and geographic elevation strengthen the association of particulate matter exposure with hypertension prevalence. Researchers analyzed data from 27,000 adults, demonstrating that these co-occurring environmental stressors exacerbate the known risk of air pollution for hypertension. The data revealed significant interactive effects between long-term particulate matter exposure, cold weather, and altitude. This understanding is crucial for public health strategies addressing hypertension in varied geographical and climatic conditions. Article number 5. Inadequate preventative dental care is associated with higher cardiovascular risk identified by ECG-based artificial intelligence algorithms. This study found that inadequate preventative dental care was associated with a higher cardiovascular risk. Artificial intelligence-enabled electrocardiography algorithms identified this increased risk across several conditions, including atrial fibrillation, aortic stenosis, low ejection fraction, cardiac amyloid, cardiovascular aging, and all-cause mortality. The data demonstrated a clear link between dental health neglect and quantifiable cardiac health markers. These findings underscore the importance of integrating oral health into comprehensive cardiovascular risk assessment and prevention strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.